Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome into the Steve Jones Show and the second half of 2019. Wow. 6 months down, six to go. Sean Carey here and Steve will be there in just a few in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can drop us a line anytime. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. You can also find us on social media. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at stevejonespsu. And subscribe to our podcast. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcast App, Google Play. Search Steve Jones Show. Hit subscribe and we'll put the shows right into your mobile device. You can listen to them anytime, anywhere. You also have 3 months access of previous shows by going to our podcast archive page at stevejonesshow.com. So we'll be with you live till 5, then we'll have our late-day news roundup. Zach Klein will be at the anchor desk at 5:06. And tonight we'll have CBS Sports Radio. The Phillies are off as they head to Atlanta, and they'll be in the ATL for the fourth holiday. 3 games, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And finally, the Phils getting off the schneid in Miami yesterday, cracking double digits. Boy, speaking of cracking double digits, how about that Saturday game in London? That was pretty crazy. At one point, what, 17-13 between the Yankees and Red Sox, and continue to, people question why are they even playing those games in the UK in the first place. All about building the global brand, I guess. We'll see how it shakes out long term. Speaking of building the global brand, the NBA has done that very well for quite some time. Free agency last night, absolutely crazy. We'll talk about a lot of moving and shaking going on in a very, very short period of time. Nets landing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. D'Angelo Russell. Is he going to stick with the Golden State Warriors? We'll have to see about that. So will Kawhi Leonard go to the Clippers? Will he go to the Lakers, or will he stay in Toronto? So that's still the missing piece there we'll have to figure out. So J.J. Redick leaving Philly, going to New Orleans. Jimmy Butler also leaving Philly, going to Miami, but that has not become official as of yet. Now, as part of that deal with Jimmy going to Miami, there's a connection with Boston there somewhere, but Al Horford will be coming to Philly. Actually, love that.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. And good afternoon to you, kind sir. We don't talk all that much NBA here, but when we have in the past, I know every time we've brought up Al Horford's name, we wax poetic about that guy.
Pro's pro.
Yeah.
There's certain guys that no matter what, they're a pro's pro.
But speaking of Al Horford, speaking of Boston, though, very impressed with them getting Kemba Walker. Very underrated player.
Kemba Walker replaces Kyrie Irving. He replaces the production of him. He's a really good player. The one area the Celtics right now happen to be missing because of the loss of Al Horford, they need to find another big guy somewhere that can be a presence for them. Especially on the defensive end of the floor as a rebounder.
I did see some breaking news come over here a little bit ago about Enes Kanter. Looks like he's going to be heading to the Celtics, a 2-year, $10 million deal.
He'll help them. I thought he helped Portland. I think he was with Portland last year. He helped Portland. So, you know, I mean, he certainly will help in the end. But the Sixers, I'll say this, losing Redick, though, hurts. Losing Redick hurts. They're going to have to replace Redick somewhere. Now, Tobias Harris, obviously, can shoot. No getting around it. Keeping him was big. Getting Al Horford was big. But what's interesting is that the Sixers, you go back to the draft, they had a prearranged deal with the Celtics, where in the end they drafted Carson Edwards. Well, Carson Edwards really would have helped the Sixers. You know, he would have replaced Redick. But that's not what the deal happened to be. So, yeah, the Sixers improved themselves. This is how I look at the East right now. The East right now, and let's do this in two ways. If Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto or Kawhi Leonard leaves. So let's play both scenarios. If Kawhi Leonard stays this upcoming season, I would put Toronto first, Milwaukee second, the Sixers third, maybe the Celtics fourth, and ahead of the Nets. You're like, well, no, the Nets just signed Durant and Irving. Remember, Durant can't play this year. I mean, Durant is out the whole season. Right, so now, let's take the next step in this. If Leonard leaves, then Milwaukee is probably number one with the Sixers right in their heels. In fact, the Sixers could be number one. But it's Milwaukee or the Sixers in that 1-2 spot, probably the Celtics in the 3 spot. And again, Brooklyn and Toronto would be right there together. Now, everything changes a year from now when Durant can play. But Durant will not be, if based on the history of this injury, we watched Kobe Bryant go through it. I obviously firsthand watched Tim Frazier go through it. I felt Tim Frazier, a year after the injury, was about 80%, maybe 85% as the season went, of what he was before. Now, it was a year later when finally he was back to being 100%. It's just one of those, sometimes it's an injury to get back to 100%. Sometimes there's certain injuries where that second year, there we go, you know, now you're back in business. That's the kind of injury Durant has. Simple as that. It's what, you know. And that's how I look at the East. Do you realize, you know how many players are on the Lakers roster right now? 3 guys. 3. Now LeBron and Anthony Davis are 2 of them, but they have 3 guys on their roster right now. That's a bit thin. That's a bit thin. Oh, my goodness.
And it looks like Golden State is going to keep Klay Thompson, a 5-year, $190 million. That's, he got the max deal. So.
And he won't be playing next
maybe
season.
What? I was wondering too.
Maybe in March.
Yeah. I mean, I even heard a few people say February, but I think that would be really, really pushing it.
Yeah. February? I can't see that. But we'll see.
See how good he can heal up.
Don't rush it. It's not worth it.
Exactly.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's like on this show. I mean, he was here Friday. You notice how we never rushed the suit back. We had a good time.
Yeah, I noticed he snuck in some IndyCar talks. I figured I was
He did not sneak it in. Oh. Actually, he did not. I openly asked. I just always think it's when he's on the show. I mean, this, and I say this in all seriousness.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
So there's no kidding around here.
No.
About this. He loves to talk about it.
He sure does.
Right, he loves it. Well, he's going to do a better show if you engage him on something he loves right away. And, you know, there's some people in the audience that like it, too. You know, I mean, obviously not a lot. I mean, that's... but there's some people that do. But he's going to do a better show if you engage him in what he loves right away. You know? And he appreciates it.
And for him, we're now 1 month closer to his favorite month of the year.
I don't get that at all. I know that part I've never been able to get.
Yeah.
I like going to training camp. I do. Yeah, I like going to training camp and seeing how the team's developing. But look, after a couple weeks of training camp, I mean, I can't wait to get the season started. Now, I realize in August this year, you do start high school football season on the 23rd. Week zero of the college football season is August 24th, and Penn State opens with Idaho on August 31st. So they're going to be in the last 8 days of August. You're going to have some exciting things happening. Now, I know that the Pirates are playing who? The Pirates are playing who? Up at Williamsport.
The Cubs. Little League Classic, yes.
Yeah, Little League Classic. Mm-hmm. And the Little League World Series is going on. That's fine.
Yeah, that runs 15th through the 25th this year.
Oh, does it? Okay, that's nice.
Yes.
So it's good for them. Mm-hmm. But as time goes, there's a lot of nothing going on in August. That's why people go on vacations. Hey, July's kind of the same way. I mean, you know, baseball being... Next Tuesday night's the All-Star game. Okay? And I think JT Realmuto is representing the Phillies. I think that's correct.
That is correct, yes.
And Josh Bell represents the Pirates.
Okay.
So they will represent their respective teams. They get one each out of it. It's so different than when I was growing up as a kid. When I was growing up as a kid, there were four stations. Well, five if there's an independent. But there's ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and an independent station. Okay. That's the way it was. We didn't care. It was kind of cool. We could watch anything. So we're like, hey, okay. So it's fine with us. Like, okay, I know we only have a few channels, but we're all good here. Well... It's so different now, because back then, let's just take the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and I've talked about this before, but I didn't get a chance to see Mike Schmidt on an everyday basis. Maybe I saw Mike Schmidt, maybe, on the Saturday game of the week on NBC. Okay, so I get to see him play, or Roberto Clemente. A chance to see him play, or Willie Mays, or Hank Aaron. And that was the extent of my ability to see other people play. Well, you get to the All-Star game, and now you're sitting here at the All-Star game, and suddenly, wow, look at the outfield. It's Willie Mays. It's Roberto Clemente. It's Hank Aaron. Wow. Yeah, there's Pete Rose, and there's, you know, all the guys that you didn't, because look, we got the Saturday game of the week, and maybe a few Sunday local games of the Red Sox on TV. That's what we had. And that's fine. That's the way it is. That's the way it was. The way it was. Now, I can tell you right now, Sean, between football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, I've seen every team play in the past year. There isn't a single team I haven't seen play once or a little bit. I've seen the Mariners play, the D-backs play. I've seen the Arizona Coyotes play. I've seen the Florida Panthers play. I've seen, you know, the Utah Jazz play. I've seen, you know, the Arizona Cardinals, you know, because we have the ability in little bits and pieces to see any team anytime we want. We have that ability. We can do that. And it wasn't like that back then. So there is no novelty to me seeing, gee, how much have you watched Christian Yelich play? Oh, I don't know, a ton. See, we get to see everybody now.
It's just great having that power of your fingertips to even choose how much of it you want to see, especially with your mobile devices, depending on where you're going. And you know, with some various, depending on what cable service you have, you can, you know, even right. get a mega dose of the favorite sport you want for, you know, to pay a little more for a membership.
Right. You can do that if you wish.
Yeah.
No, I mean, so you can get all of that now as compared to...
Like with anybody here that lives down south that are a Boston fan, or if they're a fan of the Dodgers... Right. Well, maybe the Dodgers is a bad idea just because they're linked with Time Warner. Maybe you don't get a chance to see as much right. Dodger games.
But you can see them on MLB Network.
That's right.
I get MLB Network. I can see. That's why where I've seen a lot of these teams.
Maybe like, time okay, it right, yeah, he can that. Catch Bob Costas calling a game, which is great. Now he's in his wheelhouse.
Yeah. But see, the difference was that when I was growing up, the All-Star game was a big deal because there was a novelty to it. You know, I didn't get a chance to see these guys. Now I can see them. Wow. That's great. And so there's that novelty to it that maybe, you know, you didn't have before. And that's where the difference comes in compared to growing up when I grew up to now. So I'd watch the All-Star game. Wow, I get a chance to see. I remember the first time I saw Fernando Valenzuela pitch on TV was a Saturday afternoon game of the week at Cincinnati. He was a rookie. He's wowing everybody. Wow, Fernando Valenzuela. It's the first time I ever saw him pitch. So it was a big deal to watch him. Now we have every game. There's no big deal to watching anybody anymore. I think in the end, that's my point. There's no big deal to watching anybody anymore because we see everybody all the time. You get every Phillies game. So everybody that's on the Phillies schedule, you have an opportunity to see. We get every Pirates game. Same story. And by the way, is it better now than back then? Absolutely. I like to have the option of watching whatever game I want, whenever I want. Well, yeah, I'm just explaining why the All-Star game used to be a big deal. And now I got a Spikes game that night. And believe me, I'm going to be sitting in the broadcast booth at State College perfectly content and happy with what I'm doing. And I don't feel like I'm missing anything. And that's not to put down the All-Star game. It's just now because we see everybody that novelty is worn off. That's the difference. Hey, we'll take a break. We will come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Brewers Outlet, Brewers Outlet, Brewers Outlet, Miller Lite 1295, Miller Lite 1295, Miller Lite 1295, Brewers Outlet, Brewers Outlet, Miller Lite 1295, now that's what I'm talking about. Brewers Outlet has Miller Lite 24-pack cans for just $12.95. Get it? We got it. Pickles, ice, cigars, lottery, and all your beverage and party needs are a one-stop shop at The Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades. They've been able to find their customers the right insurance so they're covered. They've been able to find the best price. And if there's ever a claim, they go to work as if it happened to them because they are your partner in this. Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. Great to have you with us. Yesterday, I'm decided to get 9 holes of golf in before I went over and broadcast the Spikes game. So I'm getting to this. I played the back 9 of the. I did what's called the loop on the white course. Where you get to the 6th hole, and then all of a sudden you can skip over to 15 because they're right next to each other, and then you play 16, 17, 18. Then you get back to the parking lot. That's what we call the loop. So I'm on the 17th hole, and I'm finishing up. And yesterday, of course, President Trump, and this is not political, all right, please. So don't, before you get all, everybody gets all their, all tied up in knots here. President Trump became the first American president to step over into North Korea. So, of all the ironies, I'm finishing up the 17th hole, and I'm walking up to go to 18, and this guy is riding his bike. And it's Don Leon. I said, Don, my goodness, I've known Don for 35, almost 40 years. I think it's really almost 40 years now I've known Don. Well, irony of ironies, Don is one of the designers and creators of the Korean War Memorial in Washington. So there's where the linkage comes in. I thought, geez, I'm thinking to myself as I'm talking to him, I said, I can't believe this. That happens, and all of a sudden I see Don. Well, Don's a huge sports fan. Don is loves Penn State football, loves baseball. And, of course, he's ribbing me about the Yankees beating the Red Sox in London. And let's face it, the Yankees right now, to me, are the best team in baseball. And he says, did I ever tell you that I caught Roger Maris's 56th home run in 1961? I said, no, you never told me that. He says, yeah. He says, I went to Yankee Stadium. That they were playing the Indians. And
going into the game, Maris had 55 home runs, and he said Mantle had 50. And he says, I'm not sitting down low. I'm sitting in the upper deck area, the old Yankee Stadium. It's now a park that's next to the current one. He said, I'm sitting in the upper deck. And he says, in right field. He says, he hit it right up. He said, I caught it. He said, Mudcat Grant was the Cleveland Indians pitcher that day. And he served it up, and Maris hit it out. Now, Mudcat Grant went on and was a 20-game winner with the Minnesota Twins, helped lead them to the World Series in 65 before they lost to the Dodgers in 7. But I never knew that. I mean, he caught Roger Maris. He caught it. Wasn't there for it. He caught Roger Maris's 56th home run the year he hit 61 home runs. I just thought it was just of all the things, President Trump goes into North Korea, at least steps across the line. Right? I didn't see the guy that designs the Korean War Memorial, okay, who then tells me this great baseball story that he had never told me before in all the years we've known each other.
That is so cool. I wonder if he still has the ball in the collection.
He does.
Very cool.
He still has it, yep. But, yeah. I told the story last night in the Spice game. I said, look, I'm going to bring this all the way back around to baseball, so just bear with me here. I had an interesting talk last night with a guy that does analytics. Now, I am not one of those that is, to me, basing what you do completely on analytics is a mistake. Basing everything you do without using analytics is a mistake. Okay? I think analytics is an incredibly useful tool that is not the be-all, end-all. I think that it can explain certain things. Part of, for example, if you are a coach, a hitting coach, a pitching coach, a manager, and you're having a conversation with somebody who is not going well, let's just say it's a pitcher. I don't understand. I'm throwing 95, 96 on my fastball, right? But I don't understand why they're hitting it. Well, they can take out something numerically, and we talk about spin rate. Well, spin rate isn't just curveballs or sliders, anything like that. Okay? That obviously, spin rate comes into play there in terms of the amount of break you have. But it also comes into play with your fastball. If you have a spin rate on a fastball that's about 2,800, 2,900, 3,000, you know what that tells you? Especially it's a four-seam. Talk about the fastball, it moves. Well, that's because the four seams going through the air cause the ball to move. Less spin rate means a lower probability of movement on the pitch. And as you and I know, especially at the major league level, if you can throw 100 and if it's straight, a major league hitter can hit it. They're just that good. And that's why when we talk about the movement of the fastball, that's what it explains, especially to a hitting coach and a pitching coach. Now, to the layman, that doesn't explain much because you got to know what the averages are. I mean, when you're talking about an average spin rate on a fastball, if a pitcher's going 2,800, 3,000, man, you are doing well. Some guys, when the spin rate's like 2,000, 2,200, now the pitch is straighter and flatter. So that's the use to me of analytics. Exit velocities. Okay. The other night, a guy hit a home run in the Spikes game, and the exit velocity was 103. That's fine. But there are a lot of exit velocities on the major league level that are like 115, 117. So that's just telling you that as you get older, get stronger, get a quicker bat, you'll be able to do that. But there's also some other, but you know, but making it the be all end all, I think it's an incredible coaching tool. I think it explains, it allows a staff, a hitting coach, a pitching coach, to then when a player has questions like, why aren't I fill in blank? They can at least bring up data and says, okay, you've got to be better at attacking the ball at the plate. Right? You've got to be better. Maybe you need to change, you know, I'm not big on changing guys like their swing or their, you know, as a shooter. If they've had success with it in their lifetime. I'm not big on that, never have been, because there's a reason why you're successful and you're comfortable with it, and comfort is important. But the but it helps them explain. Now, making it the be-all, end-all is where I have trouble with it. For example, I've watched a guy, and he had a good night last night, but I've told the story about 1 year, Spikes had a player by the name of Reyes. Played second base, a little bit third, but mostly played second base. And he's really, to me, was the quintessential 1-2 or 9 hitter. Yeah, like you lead him off, he had enough contact, you could play, you could hit him second. Or if you felt like using him in that second, quote, leadoff spot, you put him in the number 9 hole. Suddenly one day, Ollie Marmol, who's now the first base coach for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ollie puts Reyes 6th. And looks at the lineup, I said, that's an interesting spot for Reyes. Okay. So, you know, I do the game, but then after the game, I had a chance to go down into the clubhouse, and I had a chance to talk with him. And I said, let me ask you something. Why? I said, you know, and they won the game, so, you know, I said to him, you know, I'm not one to question you. I said, I ask questions. I mean, that's how I do every interview. I do not question people. I ask them questions. It's a big difference. And believe me, you're going to get better answers when you're asking questions than when you're questioning someone. So I said, why did you hit Reyes 6th? And he said, Steve, that was mandated, he says, from the front office in St. Louis. He said, analytics, from what they're told and what they're reading, show that if you go 1-5, you treat the number 6 spot like that there's an incredible value to the number 6 spot. And you try to put a power guy at 8 like you're starting over again. I said, really? He says, yeah. Like, he says, you go 1-5, okay, then you go make and treat 6, 7, and 8 like the top of the order. Okay. I said, well, that's presuming that you only send 5 guys to the plate in the first inning or any inning. He says, oh, I know. I said, okay. And that's where I don't think analytics can make batting orders. Everything's got to be based on personnel. Personnel, to me, dictates what you do. It dictates how you play offense in football. It dictates how you play defense in football. It dictates how much you want to run or how much half court you want to play in basketball. Your personnel dictates who you are. You can't do the square peg round hole thing, which I've talked about. Carolyn Keeger's the new Lady Lion basketball coach. I said, look, I told her straight out. I said, she said, what do you think of my team? I said, you've got some square hole round peg deals here. The way she wants to play versus how the personnel she inherits can play. There's some that can play it, there's no doubt, but there's some that it's not going to be their forte. It's just back to life. And analytics does not take into that part of it. I think analytics explains a lot. I think it's, and again, I was talking to a guy that does this full time. The first question I asked him was the first one, what kind of tool is this for a coaching staff? And he went through everything that a coach and managerial staff can explain to players because it at least gives them hard data to back up what they're telling them.
And I think that's invaluable. Now, exit velocity. If the ball goes over the fence, I think I'm smart enough to know the exit velocity must have been pretty good. I think after that, it just becomes a fun number to share with the fans. You know, how far did it go? That's not an analytic. That's just a fact as to where it landed. So the two combined become fun facts to me to put out there. The bottom line is, the two most important statistics in baseball happen to be runs and runs knocked in. They're the two most important. How many runs? How many RBIs? I don't care what any of you say. That's the game. Okay? You can call and argue with me all you want. It's like, excuse me, in the end, how many runs did you score? And how did they get there? That's what it's about. Football, touchdowns, points. It's obvious in basketball, and it's obvious in hockey. I mean, you know, it's like, how much do you score? Those are the most important deals. When it's over, there are numbers up there as to who had higher numbers. Except in golf, you want lower. I wish I could go lower. I wish I could. But that was what I thought was a constructive conversation about analytics I had last night. You know, it's last like 10, 15 minutes talking about this, going through, because they're sitting there in a box with two big screens, and those big screens have on them spin rate, apex, exit velocity, pitch location, tilt. You don't want to go too ultra-heavy on how you play the game based on the analytics, because it takes out the instinct. Now, there's some... Look, not every manager has instinct. Right? But the ones that do, you don't want to hinder them. Same thing with coaching. There's certain analytics that tell you certain things at certain times in the game. At some point, your instinct has to take over as to how you call it. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
All right, so here we are, 61 days away from the Penn State football opener. 61 days. Have to negotiate July, 30 more days to go, then 31 days into August. And then the Shikellamy open the 23rd? Sealants grow over, they wait a week. I think it's the 23rd, right?
It is the 23rd, yes.
Yeah. So even less for them. What, 53 days? The start of high school football season, 53. How have you felt about moving the high school football season up a week?
It was weird for me the first week. I understand why they did it, just so they can get the state championships out of the way, and you know, there's not much more of an overlap, as you know, a lot of the players then go into basketball and wrestling. Really hasn't been that big a deal for me, but for you, it's just been ingrained for decades. You always knew the high school football was going to start the Friday going into Labor Day weekend.
I wasn't sure how to think of it. I mean, I knew the reason why, and I didn't like the reason why. By the way, I think the postseason takes too long in this state. District playoffs take too long. I mean, the number of teams that qualify, they got to cut that back. Now they're not going to. Because we have to give everybody hope. I'm not I think when it comes to the district playoffs, the state championships should be cut down. So I understand. So I didn't like the reason, but I actually like seeing it start that week. Yeah, it might be really warm out, and I know you lose a scrimmage out of it, but the guys would rather be playing games than scrimmaging anyway. So actually, in the end, I actually like it. That's fine, because you know, I don't mind starting sooner. Get you in the swing of things. That's going to be interesting, though. You're going to have two games under your belt before August is over with. It's not like starting like August 25th and the next game September. August 30th, then you get a game. You got August 23rd, then that's 30th. Wow.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.